From Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
How's the old results season going? Well, we've got a mixed bag, eh?
Yeah, a bit of a mixed bag, particularly on the sort of consumer front. So let's look at Expedia. So Americans still seem to be splurging on travel, but in sort of a cautious manner. So those shares, they jumped 4%. They reckon that annual revenue is going to increase 3 to 5%. That was up from a previous guide of 2 to 4%. Bit of a split between the US and international, though. So domestic sales are 60% of total revenue. They rose 3%, whereas international jumped 13%. So, yeah, budget travellers are just sort of being a little bit more cautious. Companies enterprise business, that did well. They helped facilitate travel for credit card companies. They saw second quarter bookings grow 17%. But, yeah, US consumers are just taking a little bit of a look at things before they splurge too much on travel. That's also consistent with what Booking.com said as well. They said consumers are taking shorter trips at lower rates. But they're still spending on travel. But some areas of discretionary retail are under a lot of pressure. Shares in Under Armour, they were hammered by 18% on Friday. So they said sales are set to decline 6 to 7% in the current quarter. And earnings are due to halve. No surprises what due to. Tariffs, they get 30% of their merchandise from Vietnam and 15% from Indonesia. But then on the positive front, Americans still look to be ordering in. So delivery firm Instacart, they had their strongest order growth since 2022, and they also beat estimates. So they saw orders grow 17%, 82.7 million. And that aligned with upbeat releases from the sector from Uber Eats and DoorDash. So those shares are up 4%.
Okay, and then the gold, where are we at? I got whiplash on the gold. What's happening?
Oh, there's a lot going on in the gold market. So just all around tariffs, of course, and a lot of confusion around whether they are subject to tariffs or not. And on the suggestion that they are, saw gold prices hit record highs, almost $3,500 an ounce. Then the White House came out and said, no, this is all misinformation. In the meantime, Switzerland had temporarily halted their shipments to the US. But they said there's going to be an executive order to the White House soon that would confirm they won't be subject to tariffs. But, yeah, certainly a big deal for Switzerland, and it had been suggested that the tariffs on gold bars would be like them, 39%. Switzerland, that's obviously very, very relevant to them. The US accounts for around about a sixth of their total exports. They're being penalised for running a $38 billion bilateral trade surplus with the US last year. That was the 13th biggest. Of course, they're known for a lot of things, but it's Swiss gold that distorted the trade balance. So it's not produced there or made there, but it is refined there. And so the exports to the US were around $15 billion last year. It was $40 billion first quarter this year ahead of the tariffs. So they've called for it to be ignored from the trade surplus calculations. Also, there is a small matter of pharmaceuticals. They export around about $10 billion of that stuff. The US, so no decision there yet. But yeah, what could Switzerland do to try and get their rate lower? I guess lots of countries are trying to get their tariff rates lower. They're not about to go unneutral and be a military ally. There's been suggestions they could buy US LNG, but that'd be convoluted, particularly given they focus on hydroelectric and nuclear power. So yeah, a bit of a rock and a hard place for them. Meanwhile, centrist and left-wing politicians in Switzerland have said the gold sector should be penalised for the ASCA and the predicament they find themselves in. So they only employ a couple of thousand people, so stay tuned.
Okay, give us a word on China.
China, so obviously there's been concerns around deflation and price competition and the like. So there's some hopeful signs here. So the CPI in July was unchanged from a year earlier. So there have been expectations for a 0.1% decline in June that had broke a four-month falling streak. Still a lot of factory deflation there, Mike. Of course, the government has launched a campaign to try and curb cutthroat competition. So perhaps a little bit too early to say whether this is working. And also noted that people's perceptions of prices are still going to be in decline, and that's been the case for a year or so now. So I suppose the good news for China is that overseas demand and exports are doing quite well despite US tariffs, but they really need to address this involution, as they call it. They have said that disorderly competition will be their top priority. They said that in a meeting last month, but yeah, perhaps a little way to go yet before that's addressed, but some positive signs.
Okay, numbers please.
So we had a record for the NASDAQ on Friday, so that was up 1%, 21,450. The Dow was up 206 points, 44,175. S&P 500, that was up 0.8%, 6,389. FTSE 100 down 0.1%. The Nikkei up almost 2%, 41,820. So they had a good week. ASX 200 down 0.3%, 8,807. NZX 50, we were down 0.3%, 12,844. Gold, whipped a higher, then it whipped back. It ended up $1.40, 3,397. Oil, that was flat, 63.88. Just in the currency markets, we're lower against the US dollar, 59.6. Australian dollar, 91.3, slightly lower. Also slightly lower against the British pound, 44.3. And the Japanese yen, 88.0. That was up 0.3%. So this week, as usual, lots going on, Mike. We've got the earnings season kicking off here. We've got the three Vs. We've got Vista, Vital Healthcare, and Ventia. Locally, we've got card spending numbers, food inflation, visitor arrivals, manufacturing PMI, offshore US inflation, China US retail sales. The big one will be the RBA meet. They're expected to cut, so that might put some heat on the RBNZ, obviously due to meet next week. And then on the earnings front, we've got Tencent, Cisco, and agricultural giant Deere & Co.
Catch up soon. Appreciate it. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.